Followed Equestria Starlight. Chapter 27. The Oncoming Storm. Too bad, you're Rainbow Dash. Now let's go defeat Discord so we don't ever have to speak to each other ever again. Malice. Hatred beyond measure. These are the life and limb of the Equestrian Wasteland. It's all so clear to me now. Ponies aren't interested in helping each other. They're interested only in their own survival. After all I've done and all I've seen, however, I still cling to the hope that one day we will all live again in harmony. Harmony, a force that was supposedly so powerful that it drew ponies together. What happened that corrupted harmony so? The war, of course. The long and bloody conflict not only resulted in the near extinction of our species, but also meant the death of our greatest treasure. Harmony. Time stands against me now. Tensions rise and the pawns are in place, waiting on the storm to come. Well, I won't let it. I'll fight the storm no matter the cost. Because that is what is right. What is just. What is honorable. A wise white stallion taught me that once. I will fight or I will die. What remains to be seen is which one the ultimate outcome will be. I came to in the middle of the inky depths of darkness. An icy chill seized me as I realized that I was alone. Where am I? I thought. I tried to move. I couldn't. I was stuck. Something was holding me down. What was even stranger was that I couldn't feel my wings. I glanced over, trying to see the appendages. They weren't there.
Where the hell are my wings?
I thought frantically. I looked down at my hooves, suddenly realizing they were the wrong color. I was pink. I was also smaller. I began to hyperventilate as I tried to push on whatever was holding me down. I reached out for my magic, but felt nothing. I grimaced. There had to be some explanation for all of this. What happened to me?
Oh, don't do that, dearie. You'll only make it worse.
An aged, quavering voice said. My eyes shot up, seeing a ghostly apparition of Andraconicus wearing a grey wig and a shawl. A cane had popped into existence next to him.
Discard,
I said, my eyes widening as I shut my mouth. My voice was different, too. I sounded all high and squeaky. Discord's eyes widened as he burst into laughter. He rolled about in mid-air, cackling wildly.
You should see the look on your face, he said. Priceless.
What's going on? Where am I?
I said, ignoring the fact for the moment that my voice was not my own. Discord stopped rolling around and snapped his claws. He disappeared, reappearing in a white lab coat with glasses on his face. He took out a stand and pulled on a string, rolling down an entire chalkboard out of nowhere. A piece of chalk floated into the open paw. He started drawing intensely on it, equations and numbers and letters.
Well, we'll see,
the Spirit of Chaos said, his voice now slightly higher pitched and very haughty sounding.
It is the existential crisis that every pony must face in their lifetimes. Who are we? Why are we here? When is lunch? This is the question you have, yeah?
Discard!
I squeaked angrily.
Tell me what I want to know before I come up there and rip you limb from limb!
Discard grinned widely, disappearing in a puff of smoke.
Oh, but that would ruin my fun,
he whispered in my ear. I turned my head slightly. The mismatched spirit's face was no longer there. I growled.
What did you do to me?
I said.
Tell me!
My dear radiant star, I decided that I simply couldn't wait for you to find me, so I gave you a little gift. A way for us to meet face to face without that annoying little gun of yours.
The spirit's voice echoed all around me. I couldn't see him. Frankly, I couldn't see anything.
Or do you not remember your little friend?
My eyes widened. The memory orb, Discord's appearance, the scene he played out for me. I was in Sunshine Sky's body. There was no other explanation. A flash of light later and Discord reappeared, grinning toothily at my expense.
You didn't,
I snarled and roared.
You put me in Sunshine Sky's body. Why? What happened to her? What happened to my body?
Discord's expression looked painful as he pulled out two industrial-sized earplugs and shoved them into his goat-like ears.
Indoor voice, my dear, he said. Your questions will all be made clear in due time. And to answer you, yes, because she's fine, you're fine. Does that help at all?
Not really,
I snorted.
Why did you put me in her body?
To speak to you, Discord said. But now I can see that you're being all boring and interrogational. Perhaps you need some friends to play with. That might help you see things my way.
Discord snapped his claws again and I heard growling from all around me.
Careful now, you don't want to get too friendly.
Yellow eyes pierced the darkness, staring intently at me. I was surrounded by them. Manticores. I grimaced. A fuzzy feeling came over me as I felt magic flow through my horn.
Figures,
I thought.
Discord doesn't like it if it isn't a little spoiling.
The manticores roared, one of the sets of yellow eyes starting forward. Discord grinned widely as he snapped his claws, disappearing in a flash of bright light. I had to do something, and fast, otherwise I'd be manticore meat.
Here goes nothing,
I said, flaring my horn. I wasn't used to this whole no-wings short body deal. I wasn't even sure what magic Sunshine even had access to. I decided that good old-fashioned telekinesis would be the safest bet. I directed my magic towards the closest manticore, which I could see more clearly now that my eyes were finally adjusting to the darkness. The blast was weak, but the pressure against my eyes and snout was enough to confuse the beast. I glanced at the restraints holding me down. Reaching back into my mind, I searched for something to try and sever them. I released the magic. What was supposed to be the mental links dissolving into a flash of heat was slowly melting, and I strained to pull the softened manacles apart. They finally fell to the ground with a sizzle, and in the light given off by the molten steel I could see the manticores circling. There were three of them. I shrugged off the rest of the metal chains, finally able to move. The first manticore decided that was the right time to attack. The monstrosity dove forward, roaring and howling as its stinger hit the ground next to where I had been. I dove to the side, rolling over and flaring my horn again. I thought of what I had seen of the pink unicorn and decided to go for broke, using one of her ideas for a spell. The ground shook beneath the monster, green thick vines sprouting out of the concrete and taking hold of the beast's wings. The manticore roared, struggling against the vines.
Ah!
I crowed in my squeaky, squeaky voice. I still couldn't get used to it.
Take that, you ruffian!
The manticore snarled in response. Wings beat against air, indicating that another of the pack was incoming. I glanced about, noticing that one of the three had disappeared. A roar from above me told me all I needed to know. I moved forward clumsily, still trying to get accustomed to the smaller form. A manticore crashed into the ground behind me as I started running. There had to be an exit somewhere. A door appeared out of nowhere, standing alone in the center of the room. I snarled loudly as another manticore jumped out in front of me. It reared up, readying its scorpion-like tail for a strike. My horn flared, emitting a shower of sparks, the bright light causing the beast to squawk and cover its eyes. I rushed past it and stopped in front of the door. I didn't have a chance to really study the structure. It was a door, and even though I knew that Discord was behind it, I could only hope that it led somewhere safer than this. I threw it open with a blast of magic and leapt through. I landed on a rough patch of dead grass. Behind me, the door snapped shut and disappeared in a flash of white light. I groaned loudly, standing shakily. Thunder erupted in the sky above me as I took in my surroundings. The land was dead for miles and miles.
Where am I?
I thought.
Am I even in Manhattan anymore?
I spun about, looking for any sign of anything that I might recognize. Nothing but inhospitable wasteland. I stopped, sitting back onto my haunches, trying to figure out what in the hell was going on.
All right,
I said aloud.
So I'm trapped in a unicorn's body in the middle of nowhere. I was almost killed by manticores, but escaped through a door that led me here. And to top it all off, the spirit of chaos and disharmony wants to fuck with me. This has to be my worst day ever!
Almost as if on cue, my day got worse. Skittering noises came from the hill behind me. A ridiculously large white red scorpion appeared over its crest, chattering loudly. I stood, instinctively sinking to reach for Stargazer when I remembered where I was and that I didn't have my gun. I was going to have to make Discord pay for that part later on. The red scorpion charged, scurrying down the hill with the intent of making me dinner. Without any way of fighting it off except for magic, and even then I wasn't sure how long I'd last against something of this size, I turned tail and started to run. The sandy and partially grassed terrain below my feet quickly turned to cement. I was now on a road, an old highway from the looks of it. A glance behind me revealed that the red scorpion was still chasing after me. I lurched into a short-ledged gallop, noticing a fallen street sign laying along the highway. Exit 42, Discord Avenue 6 miles. I blinked. This had to be some kind of joke or something. Discord was just messing with me, but why? Why was he doing this? I kept trying to apply some logic to the situation, but applying logic to a being compromised of complete and utter chaos was about as difficult as giving a cat a bath. It just didn't happen. Either way, I surmised that Discord Avenue was where I needed to go. The red scorpion screeched loudly behind me. No matter what I did, I couldn't shake it. I ran hard, panting as Sunshine Sky's body tried its best to keep up with my mind, which was running a mile a minute. Why did Discord want to talk to me? What was this long game that he kept referring to? Why show me all of those memory orbs if all he wanted to do was kill me? Why was I monologuing so much? I passed a second sign, this one upright. It had a single arrow on, somehow pointing in all directions, and said 3 miles on it. I couldn't even tell if I was close or not. I heard a roar behind me and I turned. An even larger Yagu-Eye had appeared in front of the red scorpion. The two gigantic beasts, titan-like in their nature, started battling. The red scorpion swung its vicious tail, intending to split the large bear in two with its barbed stinger. The Yagu-Eye batted away the tail with a casual flick of its massive paw and drew in a large breath. With a single exhale, the massive black bear emitted a stream of fire that singed the giant scorpion's legs. I blinked. I was sure that real Yagu-Eye couldn't breathe fire. Very sure. Oh, what the hell, I didn't know anything anymore at that point. I didn't stop to think about it as I whirled and resumed galloping forward. Better to leave the two giant beasts behind fighting each other than chasing after me. The rocky highway sloped downwards, curving gently through a green lush valley that spread out for miles. Another road sign pointing either forward or straight up indicated that Discord Avenue was only 1 more mile to go. The valley was filled with buildings, the ruins of an ancient town. The only things off about the entire place was that the majority of the buildings were upside down, floating in the air or scampering about on tiny hoofs. A large mansion stopped in front of a small bodega and opened its doors, devouring the smaller building whole. It burped loudly and continued around the valley, completely ignoring me. A group of very large horned creatures wearing what appeared to be pink frilly outfits came dancing by, standing on the very tips of their hoofs. I blinked. Just where in the hell was I? I decided to press forward, the center of this town being the obvious exit out of this strange place. As I made my way into the town, I noticed the ponies. They were gray-toned and completely oblivious to everything around them. One of them was watering a garden that was growing off the side of a building, while another one was ice skating on a lake of soap that had formed in the middle of the street. As I walked, I grew increasingly nervous. More than often, I caught a few of the gray ponies watching me, their eyes dull and lifeless. I made it to the center of town with little issue. There, where there might have been a fountain or a statue, was another large door. Surrounding it were several large neon arrow signs, all pointing directly at it. Another sign, written in script, sat above the door. I paused for a moment to read it aloud.
To the pony who has made it to the store, the road ahead is very bleak. The answer to your questions may not be what you seek. Stray from the path and you will end up like them, discarded and lost to the chaos within. For few ponies have made it to my gates. So come to me now and meet your fate.
I grimaced. Another riddle? Straying from the path? That was easy. The path lay straight ahead to the door. I took one step and realized my mistake. The moment my hoof touched the ground, all of the gray ponies in the vicinity immediately looked up. One of them called out an unholy shriek of terror that chilled me to the very bone.
Shit!
I thought as a group of discarded ponies moved forward. With a preternatural swiftness they moved, one of them in front of me almost as soon as I lifted my leg to step back. It howled and snorted, its eyes turning a dull red as it changed form. It became a monstrous, bipedal creature with claws and horns. It sliced through the air, forcing me to jump back. I glanced around. Many of the other ponies in the crowd were doing the same thing.
"Stray from the path," I said aloud. "What the hell does that mean?"
I sidestepped, accessing my magic and attempting to hit the thing with a weak blast of Sunshine's telekinesis. It merely dazed the creature for a few seconds before it started forward again. It was a few seconds I intended to capitalize on. Ducking underneath the creature, I ran for the door. It was the only solution to this game. I had to get there by any means possible. Of course, there had to be a catch. As I neared the door, the ground beneath me cracked wide open, creating a moat of molten magma between me and the door. I grimaced as I watched the magma pop up all around it, turning it into an island amidst boiling lava. I nearly tumbled in, but thankfully was able to turn at the last minute. A shriek from behind me indicated that one of the creatures was on my tail. I growled loudly, ducking to the side as it soared past me and into the lava. The beast howled and roared in pain, sinking below the surface. I cursed under my breath. If I'd had wings, I could have just flown over, and I doubted that Sunshine's borrowed magic was capable of teleportation. It wasn't a typical skill every unicorn had access to, after all. I had to get across the lava pit and into that doorway. There had to be some way to get across. I scanned the plaza for something, anything that I could use.
There,
I thought. There was a large wooden pole across the other side of the plaza. It was snapped off, just the perfect length for a bridge. It was a little thin, but I could make it work. I just had to get there. One of the discarded, as I'd come to call the beasts, charged right at me. I couldn't take on all of these things. I had to be quick. I jumped to my left and moved as the thing barreled right into another one that had been behind me. With Sunshine's body, I was smaller and I could move faster than I normally could. I hoped that would be an advantage against these things. I ducked and dodged in what felt almost like slow motion. Each time I made it past one of the discarded, I felt like my whole life had nearly passed before my eyes, and yet I managed not to get struck. It was like a cheat, like the discarded were trying to scare me without actually hurting me. Was this just part of Discord's game too? Was I being tested somehow? A discarded appeared in front of me, howling and slobbering. I flared my horn, pushing weakly with a blast of telekinesis at him. The blast only faced the beast, disorienting it for a brief moment. I followed up with trying to activate Sunshine's vine spell, but it didn't seem to work here. Was the only magic I had access to basic abilities? Using the opportunity presented, I ducked between the creature's legs and kept charging forward. I arrived at the wooden pole and hopped onto it. I took a few shaky steps, trying to get the rhythm of my own trot together before progressing out any further. The discarded roared and growled at me as I made my way across a makeshift bridge. I was doing it. I was going to get across. I was halfway across when I felt the pole beneath me shudder and shake. I glanced back, several of the discarded crawling up onto it.
Shit, shit, shit!
I thought. With all the extra weight on it, the pole wouldn't hold. It would fall into the magma below. I started moving a little faster, thankful that the pole was dry and not slippery. A loud crack erupted from behind me and the pole started to fall away below my hoofs. I cursed loudly, my trot turning into a downward slide. I was only going to have one chance to get across the rest of my way. I flared my horn and pushed off of the pole with my back hoofs as hard as I could. I was in the air above the lava, my front legs stretched out as far as they could go. I released the spell I'd been storing up, trying to push my back hoofs with telekinesis. I missed. As the howls and screams of the lava-bound discordant ripped through the air, a surprisingly powerful shove pinned my tail to my haunches and slammed me into the concrete island. I rolled and tumbled, hitting the aquae with a tremendous thud.
"Ow!"
I said aloud as I tried to push myself up.
"Any pony gets a number off that sky wagon?"
I glanced around, remembering where I was and that I was alone.
"Oh, right."
I took a look over at the door. It was cracked slightly open. I glanced across the sea of lava. The edges of the other side were filled to the brim with discordant. They roared and snapped and howled as I pushed the door open the rest of the way. A soft light came over me as I stepped through and the world disappeared. I blinked. It was dark out again and I stood on a hill overlooking a massive harbor. Centuries of old fishing and naval boats lay in pieces amidst the old docks. A large pre-war military base could be seen sitting just off of the harbor. I turned my back, seeing Ten Pony Tower in the distance.
"I'm back in Manhattan,"
I thought.
"What in the hell was all that, then?"
"Oh, you've made it this far. How splendid,"
a voice from above me said. My eyes shot up, seeing a toothy grin and two yellow mismatched eyes.
"Discord!"
I shouted.
"What is going on here?"
"Step inside, little sunshine star,"
Discord replied, a spectral claw appearing out of nowhere and pointing down at the base next to the harbor.
"We need to have a chat, you and I would prefer that we aren't disturbed."
The face dissipated into nothingness and I scowled. Why did Discord want me to come here? What was his game? Was my body okay? What about Sunshine's spirit? Too many questions circled around in my mind. With nothing more to do than ponder the answers to them all, I decided that the best course of action was forward. I took one step that turned into two, that turned into many more as I headed towards the military base at the end of the harbor. As I walked silently, I couldn't help but wonder.
What's next?
The entrance to the military base loomed over my head. It was dark. The walk through the harbor had been boring, to say the least. After what I had gone through to get here, I had expected more from Discord. I trotted into the dark courtyard leading into the confines of the base, glancing about here and there for any sign of danger. Several times I had to pause and rest. This body wasn't used to the active lifestyle I usually lived. I was pushing it, but I had to find Discord so I could get put back into my body. The military base itself appeared to be old equestrian in design, prior to Luna's reign. The golden arches leading into the courtyard were tarnished and falling apart. The building itself was utilitarian gray in color, accented by rusted gold markings. A large steel door sat at the end of the courtyard, leading into the base. The door was locked, of course. I grimaced. Without a pipbuck, I wasn't going to be hacking into it anytime soon, and Sunshine Sky Schematic was nowhere near strong enough to pick the lock my normal way. I was going to have to find a way in. I glanced around, looking for something that I could use to gain entrance. An open air duct sat hanging off of the side of the building, several feet above me. I looked back at my sides. No wings still. The one time I really could have used them, and I didn't have them. I decided a different approach was needed. I flared my horn, casting Sunshine's vine spell. The green plants erupted from the ground, wrapping around and creating a round platform. I stepped onto it, letting it lift me to the duct. I banged on the cover for a few minutes with my hoof, finally breaking through. I tossed the cover aside and crawled inside. I took a deep breath and started forward. The duct was cramped, dark, and hot. I began to sweat profusely by the time I reached the first fork in the ductwork. I glanced down the right fork, not believing my eyes. A translucent arrow of green and gold appeared inside, pointing further down the air ducts. It disappeared a moment later. I grimaced and started down the right fork. The duct ended abruptly above a grated panel. A soft light emanated from below. I knocked the grate away, letting it fall free to the flooring below with a clatter. I grunted as I shoved myself through the hole. If I'd have been at least a little taller or wider, I might not have fit. I found myself wondering if Discord planned this all along. Had he anticipated that I might not be able to reach him in my normal body? Had he been playing me all this time and I hadn't realized it? I flailed my way to the floor, landing with a thud. Groaning, I picked myself up, a headache forming as I tried to figure out where in the hell I was. It appeared to be some sort of infirmary. Rows of metal beds lined the walls while several tables lay in the center of the room. I stalked forward, looking for the exit. A tinny chime caught my attention. I looked over, noticing a robot in the corner. It was one of those old Dr. Orderly robots that was used for medical procedures pre-war. It was humming along to itself, its buzzsaws whirring softly. It was a wonder I hadn't heard it before. I grimaced. A robot like this one was likely on Omega Threat Level Protocol, meaning it was going to attack if it saw me. I shuffled underneath the nearest table as quietly as I could. The whirring of the buzzsaw cut out and the robot moved through the infirmary. It stopped near the table I was hiding under. Had it seen me? I wasn't even close to being able to take on one of these things. Come to think of it, why was I so weak? I had seen Sunshine Sky fight before and she had been able to hold on her own. Had Discord done something to her? In fact, the only spells I'd been able to use were the Vine spell and telekinesis, and that I was attributing to the fact that I'd actually seen those spells performed by the mayor. I wondered if maybe that was the case. I was only going based on what I had seen the mayor do and trying to do it my way. Regardless, I was stuck in this room if I couldn't get out and away from this robot. The robot hung around the table for a few agonizing minutes before it moved on further down into the room. I stepped out quietly, heading for the door. It slid open with a screech. I flattened my ears as I leapt out into the hallway. The door slid closed just as the robot appeared in its frame.
"Halt, intruder!"
it shouted, emitting a gout of fire from its side. The door closed all the way, cutting off the stream of heat. The door stayed closed. I blinked. Could the robots not trigger them open? I wasn't going to stick around to find out. Pulling myself to my hoofs, I began to make my way down the hall. It was a maintenance corridor, lined with pipes. Overturned boxes lay along the paths. I walked quietly, hoping and praying there weren't any more robots. How wrong I was. After several minutes, I found myself at a fork in the passage. On the right, a Ponytron security robot was rolling up and down the long stretch of hallway. It stopped just before the fork, turning around and heading the other way. I frowned as another arrow of gold and green appeared in the air, pointing down the same hallway.
"Of course," I thought. "Discord couldn't possibly make it easy on me."
I sighed. There was no way I was going to get down the hall without alerting the robot to my presence.
"Well, shit,"
I thought. The robot clicked and whirred as it reached the other end, turning around. I sat silently and waited for it to traverse the long hall once more, falling into the line behind it as softly as I could. The robot seemed to be set on its course until it stopped in the center of the hall. I glanced over, jumping into an open door. It was an office filled with terminals and scrap metal. One of the terminals was still active, blinking a soft green at the far end of the office. I crept along underneath the window, looking into the small room as the red glow of the Ponytron's sensors swept back and forth. After a few long, antagonizing moments, it continued forward. I breathed a sigh of relief and made my way over to the terminal, tapping on its keyboard. I shook my head, trying to remember how to do this. I'd always just had Violet do these sort of things, or I'd toss him around the room with magic. Something told me that wasn't going to work this time. I was not a thinky pony by any means, and being forced to do so didn't really help. The terminal came up with a list of words that could have been the password. I tapped the side of my head, trying to decide on what to choose. I groaned. I was not good at this. Taking a chance, I tapped the first word I saw that looked good. Turns out the password was chaos. I blinked as a menu came up. One of the options was disable first floor security drones. Thank Luna. I hit the menu option, receiving a success message in response. The robot in the hall went dark. I cheered and ran out into the hallway past the disabled robot. I stuck my tongue out at it and continued down to the end. A door sat at the end. It slid open as I trotted up to it. On the other side was a massive hangar. Ponytrons whirred back and forth on the catwalks that hung over the floor below. I stepped inside quietly as I could, glancing down from the catwalk to the ground floor. A large metal crate sat in the center of the hangar. Several larger ponytrons zipped around it. Two large arrows appeared in the air, this time a bright red in color. They pointed at the crate, blinking. I cleared my eyes and the arrows disappeared. I had to go down there. I groaned as I made my way down a set of metal stairs. I was really not enjoying this. I knew that there would be no shutting down these robots. Discord couldn't make it that easy. I decided that the best thing to do was to test just how badly the Chaos Deity wanted to speak to me. The metal stairs led all the way down to the ground floor. Thankfully, none of the ponytrons had noticed me yet. I intended to change that. I strode out of the darkness, walking straight towards the metal crate in the center. The nearest ponytron stopped cold in its tracks, focusing its sensors and its laser rifle on me.
"Halt, intruder,"
it said in a monotone voice. I put a hoof up.
"Can it, Tin Hat?"
I challenged.
"I'm here to talk to Discord."
The ponytron stayed silent for several moments. I cringed, worrying if maybe I had made a mistake. Finally, the robot lowered its weapon.
"Access granted. Opening cube,"
it said. A loud hissing noise erupted from the metal crate as the rest of the ponytrons turned and began to roll into their alcoves at the far end of the room. The metal crate continued to hiss as pieces of it began to fall away. My eyes widened when the object in the center of it was revealed. It was a statue. A statue of Discord.
"Well, we finally meet face to face, Radiant Star,"
the deity of chaos whispered into my ear. His voice came from all around me. I narrowed my eyes.
"Discord, where are you? Show yourself!"
I shouted. Discord's laughter erupted madly from the void.
"You're staring right at me, little star," he replied. "That's me right there, in the statue."
I blinked.
"What?"
I thought.
"He's in the statue?"
"You're lying,"
I said.
"I've seen you."
Discord cackled again. A shimmer appeared in front of the statue before me, forming into the shape of the Draconicus.
"You've seen this and you've seen that, but you have yet to see the real me,"
he said as his form became solid-looking. He was wearing a top hat and a monocle, reclining against a chair. He waved his hand, causing another chair to appear across from him. A table popped up out of nowhere, two cups of tea steaming on top of it.
"Do have a seat, my dear. This story is going to take a long time to tell."
I grimaced, trotting over to the chair and plopping onto it.
"Talk,"
I said.
"And when this is all over, I want back into my own body and Sunshine Sky needs to be freed."
Discord grinned toothily.
"Of course,"
he said.
"Now, I'm sure you're wondering about that incredibly handsome fellow behind me. I was not lying when I said that it is me, the real me."
"What do you mean?"
I asked.
"I saw you, in the memory orb. You were there."
"Yes, I remember that quite clearly. It was why I chose to show it to you,"
Discord replied calmly. He lifted one of the teacups and began to drink the ceramic cup itself. The liquid shape of the tea appeared underneath it, dropping to the ground with a splash. Discord grimaced.
"Oh, look, my teeth ran away."
The blob of tea sprang to life, growing a pair of legs and arms. It screeched and ran off.
"Enough, Discord,"
I said, snarling under my breath.
"What happened to you?"
"It's quite simple, little star. I was encased in a stone prison. Despite the fact that I was reformed, Loopy Luna never seemed to trust me. And you obviously saw how much Twilight liked me,"
Discord said.
"One of the final acts that Luna took against me was to turn me back to stone. I'm not sure how she did it, quite honestly. Never got the time to ask her. She stuffed me away here to keep an eye on me."
"You mean you're stuck in that thing? Then how are you here?"
I said. Discord chuckled.
"Patience, little star,"
he said.
The war happened. Well, the end of the war, that is. The mega spells dropped and every pony died. Well, sort of. I was left here, left to the sands of time. But Luna's spell must have had some flaw in it. Something tied in her life force. When she died, the spell began to wane.
Statue still looks pretty intact to me, I snorted.
Indeed, Discord said,
his tongue slithering in and out of his mouth.
The stone itself is secure, but there are cracks in the spell. It has allowed slivers of my existence to slip out. You've even met one or two of them. Philadelphia, Chicago Cold, Manhattan. All me, but not me at the same time.
Discord snapped a claw, separating into four separate Discords, each with their own brightly colored top hat and monocle combination. They all spoke as one.
To be honest, Radiant Star, I'm quite tired of such a fragmented existence.
They were all you, I said.
But not you?
I tried to process the concept in my mind. The Discords all grinned toothily.
Indeed, they said. We are the aspects of the God of Chaos. From mirth to malevolence, we represented Discord's various parts of his personality. But no longer. We want more.
So what do you want?
I said, narrowing my gaze at the four mismatched beasts. The Discords snapped their claws, reforming back into a single Discord. His top hat now comprised of all the colors of the others.
I admit, Radiant Star, that I am fearful of dying here. I want to be free, he said. I want to taste Equestrian soil once more. I've heard it's gotten much better since it's irradiated.
I made a gagging noise.
The spell is failing. When it does, it will seal me inside forever, and I will die. Dying is boring. It's so much fun living.
And you want me to free you? I said.
Discord's eyes narrowed at me.
The thought had crossed my mind, he said.
Why do you even think that I would want to do that?
I asked.
Because I have answers,
the God of Chaos said, lifting a paw up and admiring his claws.
Answers I know you want and I know you need.
About what?
I said. Discord chuckled to himself.
Oh, you can't trick me that easily, little star. But I will give you a little tidbit of information that I believe you shall find very interesting,
the spirit said.
I've waited here long enough but unable to touch you.
You sure as hell tried hard in Philadelphia,
I snorted. Discord cackled, waving his hand to make another cup of tea appear on the table. It set itself on fire and then went out immediately, steaming.
Malevolence, an aspect of me, but despite his enthusiasm for the job, he could not touch you, not with the element of magic inside of you,
Discord said.
No, I had to come up with a way to separate you from the one you know as Spark.
My eyes widened at this. Discord's grin became wider.
Yes, you see it now, don't you, little star? I couldn't touch you when you passed through Manhattan because of Spark as well.
Why did Stargazer hurt you?
I asked, not even thinking. Discord's eyes went dark with malice.
That infernal contraption. I dare say Luna did a very good job designing a weapon of such power. She was involved in its construction from the get-go, he said.
You knew about it, I said.
Indeed. There wasn't much that Luna could keep from me. When you're the intangible embodiment of chaos, you tend to go wherever and whenever you please,
Discord said.
Perhaps that was why Luna had me put back into a stony prison. Simply knew too much. Suffice to say, the gun was her own way of ensuring that any pony who came after her couldn't. That's a shame she never got to use it.
What was so special about it?
I continued. I couldn't stop asking questions. Finally, there was some pony, some Draconicus, who knew what the heck was going on. My mind was completely abuzz with questions.
Star metal, of course. The zebra said it was an evil material born of the stars above. Personally, between you and me, they were a little too crazy on the head,
Discord said.
But star metal itself, well, you know how it is.
I nodded, glancing away for a second. I sighed, returning my attention to the deity.
What about in Chicacold?
I found myself asking on autopilot.
Why didn't the spirit there attack me?
That was mirth. He's not the type to attack any pony, really.
Discord said.
In fact, I don't much like that aspect of my personality.
He snapped a finger and a second Discord ripped itself from its body. A joyous grin was on his face. The first Discord grimaced angrily, lifting a handheld laser weapon.
Arrivederci.
The laser weapon erupted, blasting the second Discord with a searing red beam. The copy shrieked and howled, turning into a pile of ash. Discord blew on the laser weapon, sheathing it afterwards.
There, that's taken care of.
What did you just do?
I asked hesitantly. Discord glanced over at me, his grin returning.
I killed him, of course. No need for that part of my personality when I'm free after all, he said. Now then, where were we? Oh yes, that's right. I believe that my inability to touch you had something to do with Spark and her connection to Nightmare Wuna. Some residual effect of the spell, I assume.
I see, I said.
No, you don't, little star,
Discord mused.
In order to get you here, I had to do something that I abhor. I had to wait. And I hate waiting, Radiant Star. But in the end, it was all worth it. I dropped a line in a certain Alicorn's mind about you, and with little prodding you came to Jiggercold.
What?
I asked, finally making the connections. Discord had been in the scenes behind us, watching and waiting. The whole fucking time.
You're responsible for telling Pride about us.
Finally catching on, are you now?
The spirit replied.
Yes, that was my doing.
But how did you know that Spark and I would separate there?
I said. Discord laughed madly.
I didn't, he snorted. I took a gamble. I knew that eventually Spark would want control. She's never played well with others after all. It felt so good putting all the chips on the table and making that roll, Radiant Star. And look how well it played out. You're here, and I can finally be rid of this, statue.
My mind exploded with thoughts. Everything up until now had been one cosmic fucking game to this monster. Everything. Violet's injury. Spark. Lucky. Lilith. Everything was poked and prodded forward by this fucking thing. To say I was angry was an understatement. I was rage incarnate.
No,
I said after several moments.
No, now what?
Discord replied. I glared at the spirit of chaos.
No,
I shouted.
I will not set you free. You're responsible for all of this. You're responsible for Violet nearly losing her life to Spark. For Lucky dying. For Lilith, you did it all.
Discord chuckled.
I hate to tell you this, little star,
he said, whispering in my ear.
But those things would have happened without my prodding. I merely gave Pride the inkling. She would have heard of you eventually after you killed her would-be lover.
I growled loudly, standing from the chair.
I don't care, you monster. I'm not going to free you. Now put me back in my body,
I roared. Discord floated around, waving a claw.
I think perhaps you ought to cool off,
he said, snapping a claw. A large snowball appeared above my head, splattering me with icy cold. I shivered, shaking off the snow as my teeth chattered.
Not fair,
I said angrily, stuttering around the cold.
I can make more, Discord replied. Now, are you going to listen to me?
I glared at the spirit of chaos for several long moments and finally nodded. Discord grinned and snapped his claw, removing the snow from me.
Good. Now then, I brought you here for a very specific reason, more so than just to free me. I want to show you things, things you will need to know for the trials ahead. In fact, I think perhaps it might help if I gave you a little incentive.
He snapped his other claw, an orb appearing in the paw with a flash of light.
A memory orb?
I questioned.
And how do I know that it won't just release you and trap me inside?
Come now, little star, don't you trust me?
The spirit said.
Not particularly, no,
I snarled. Discord chuckled.
I figured you might say as much, he said. But this is something you absolutely need to see, and after you're done viewing it, we will discuss my freedom. Besides, it's not like you have a choice.
The spirit snapped a claw and the arms of the chair began to elongate and circle around me. I yelped loudly as I stretched and closed in, sealing me in place. Discord's form slithered sinuously around me, lifting the memory up and lowering it onto my horn. It sparked to life, dropping the world out from underneath me. I couldn't see up or down from my host's body. It was unique and terrifying. The whole world in front of me was painted in bright colors on one half and the other half with muted halftones. Also, I was standing upside down from a ceiling. Is this what Discord felt like all the time? I couldn't even begin to understand the outlook of the spirit of disharmony had. Where was I even? Everything around me was in flux.
Careful now, little star. Don't want to step too close to the chaos,
a voice in my mind said.
I thought this was a memory orb, I said angrily.
A cold chuckle emanated from the back of my mind.
It is, but really, did you not expect me to tag along? What fun is that?
Discord replied.
Just watch.
My host's eyes lifted up as the door to the strange abode opened. Things settled into focus as I realized that the Draconicus was lounging comfortably against a couch on the ceiling. His eyes narrowed as a dark alicorn entered the room.
Discord, Princess Luna said. We wish to speak to thee.
Oh, look who it is, pretty Princess Avuna,
Discord responded, the malice in his voice clearly evident.
Discord,
the Princess of the Night said flatly. Discord rolled his eyes literally. The two orbs popped out of their sockets, falling through the air to land on the floor below, which had now turned into strawberry pudding. It was a very jarring feeling to suddenly be immersed in such a sticky, sweet substance. Discord's head popped back up out of the pudding, his eyes back in their original places. He now spotted a beard made completely out of pinkish stuff.
And what, pray tell, can I do for you today, my dear princess? Come to gloat about your petty little war?
He said.
You know why we are here, Luna replied. You came to visit Twilight. Why? What interest do you have in the Ministry of Arcane Science?
No interest at all, I'm afraid. I've got too many other ministries to keep track of,
Discord said, pointing out each one on his claw, which grew extra digits for each new one that he came up with.
You've got the Ministry of Silitrots, the Ministry of Badger Badger, Mushroom Mushroom, the Ministry of Excellent Chaos, the Ministry of Awesome Chaos, and finally the Ministry of Radical Chaos.
His claws returned to normal and he shook them out, grinning. Luna rolled her eyes.
Those last three are the same thing, she said.
Are they really? Dear me, I shall have to fix that at once,
he said, snapping a claw and appearing to wear a carpenter's hat. He held a hammer in the one paw. The strawberry beard remained.
If you'll excuse me, I'll just...
Luna lifted a hoof, slamming it into the spirit's chest, stopping him cold.
No, she said, her eyes flaring angry. You will answer our questions, Discord. No more games. You know too much about Equestria's inner workings already. Why are you interested in Twilight?
Discord's eyes widened.
And I thought we had an understanding, Wona. In all these years we've known each other, you've never once lifted a hoof against me,
the Chaos Deity said. He waved a paw, disappearing into thin air and reappearing behind Luna.
I would tread lightly if I were you. You would do well to remember that you don't have the elements of harmony anymore to face me with.
Luna snarled, spinning about and trying to strike at the spirit. Discord disappeared once more, a sigh escaping his mouth as it fluttered up to the ceiling on its own.
Discord, get back down here, Luna roared. We will kill you for threatening us.
Oh, Luna, so angry, so hateful. Can't we all just get along?
Discord's disembodied voice said.
You want to know why I went to visit Twilight? Fine. I went because I know what she did out there in the middle of nowhere. I know what you're fighting every day to control the nightmare, but you can't. I know what Twilight wants. She wants you, your position. She wants to be a pretty pony princess again to go back to the old times.
My own mind ran a million times into overdrive. Nightmare was still inside the princess? But then why? Why was she not letting her out to take over the world? Unless... A glance at Luna's face while Discord was speaking confirmed my suspicions. Luna was fighting the nightmare even as the two eternal beings spoke. She didn't want to let it out. She was trying to protect the world by keeping it in.
Twilight. Twilight can never go back to those times. Luna snarled. This war. Everything is riding on this war. If Equestria fails, we all die, including you.
Please, I'm the eternal embodiment of the spirit of chaos, Discord said.
He reappeared on the ceiling. All the moving about was really making me sick.
I'm afraid I simply can't die, my dear Wuna. You're wasting your time, too, with that little side project of yours.
You know about Stargazer?
Luna asked, raising an eyebrow. Discord grinned toothily.
I know about more than you could possibly ever hope to know, he said. I just won't tell the full story. Not yet. That's for later. How is the little monster trapped inside your mind, by the way?
Luna started to reply, turning her head away. That is none of your concern, big monster. What did Twilight tell you when you saw her?
Huh, changing the subject, I see, Discord said. To be honest, the poor dear didn't really feel like talking. Her lips were zipped.
He lifted a paw, pulling a giant zipper across his face.
She bound a very powerful spirit that night, Luna said. It would take a lot of energy out of a pony, even one as extraordinary as her.
Speaking of that, Discord said, matter of fact. How did little Twilight Sparkle get the best of the nightmare and seal up old Sparky Pooh? I thought your dark friend and the wayward element were best of buddies.
Luna's eyes narrowed at this. Nightmare was preoccupied. Also, my sister was involved, she said softly.
Discord grinned widely.
Oh, now that is rich, he replied. And now the world is left without the element of magic, all because it wanted a little too much power in return. I wasn't lying when I said you had no way to get rid of me.
Neither was I, Luna said, her eyes flashing. I may not like Nightmare, Discord, but there's one thing that she is quite good at, and that's getting what she wants. Always.
The Alicorn's horn flared to life, tendrils of dark magic snaking forth from it. They sped out, latching onto the Draconicus's form. The chaos magic in the air began to dissipate as Discord writhed in pain. Luna's magic fed more into the spirit's anger, strengthening it against any defense that Discord could have put up. I could feel the hatred behind the magic as it insinuated itself into my host's very essence.
Such a pretty thing, little Wuna, Discord choked out. You want to know a secret? My last one? You will die. You won't win your pathetic little war. Your world will come to a hollowed-out shell of itself, burnt by barefire and hate. You can't stop chaos, my dear. You can't even begin to understand it. And it will consume you.
Luna roared, pouring power into the magic more as the various parts of Discord's body began to solidify. In just mere moments, the Draconicus was pure white marble. Luna huffed and puffed, her horn returning to normal. The vision of the memory became a haze, stopping against time itself.
You see, little star, you see how Luna fought against the nightmare. Twilight did the same, against Spark,
Discord said from the back of my mind.
What does this have to do with you? I said. It seems to me that Luna was justified in removing you from the picture.
But she didn't remove me, not fully, Discord replied. She merely delayed the inevitable. I think she knew somehow that Spark would return, and that she would not be around to stop it. Perhaps it is my job then to take care of the wayward element,
the spirit snickered.
No, I'm going to find Spark. She's my responsibility. I let her out, I said. I will bear that burden.
We shall see, Radiant Star. We shall see,
Discord said as the memory faded into the smell of bananas and the real world came rushing back.